Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are so glad that you have joined us. We have some more callers that we need to get on the line, and so we don't want to start without at least most of our candidates on the line. We do encourage you to be as timely as possible so that these meetings can last for 1 hour and we can receive those things that will help us be successful in this process efficient and effectively, and that we will have some joy. We won't be anxious for anything, for those things that we have need to understand will be explained and put forth for you during our time together. These weekly gatherings are designed to provide for you all of the information that is going to be a part of your process, to give definition and clarity to things that are on the list. We understand that it's sometimes an information overload, but prayerfully we can do it on Blog Talk Radio so that you can go at any time into the archives and listen to any session that you may have missed or that you want to hear repeated again. Again, I would encourage everyone on the line to have your 2016 AEN ordination information sheet available, because we will be going through it to bring clarity and definition to some of the things that have been presented. We want to start off with prayer. We have our pastor, Elder from Seattle, on the line, and he is a part of the ordination committee, and he will open us up in prayer.
Pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, and good evening. Let us pray. Our precious and mighty God, our Lord, our Savior, and our King, our High Priest, O God, and our great and good Shepherd, we come before you on this evening in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. We bless you, Lord God, as the preeminent and potentate, high and mighty God. And we thank you and honor you, O Heavenly Father, for that which you are doing in these, your servants of the gospel. God, we pray, Lord God, that your anointing will be smeared upon each and every one of them as they go forth in your name, as they go forth in this process, God. May they be strengthened, may they be empowered. Oh, Lord God, may they be imbued with power from on high, God. Direct them, order their steps in the name of Jesus, and bless them richly. Merciful God, our Father, we pray for this meeting in the name of Jesus. Thank you for those that are here, God. We pray for those that are, have yet to come on in the name of Jesus. Anoint us. We ask, Lord God, for your greatest and your mightiest blessings to every one of them in the name of Jesus. Grace us with your presence, with great and mighty things. Touch, Lord God, as we pray. Let the ordination council, Lord God, continue to rest your hand and your spirit upon each and every one of us. Be our lead, be our guide, oh God. May we take every cue from you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every church and every ministry represented here. We pray blessings upon every ministry gift and every anointing, every talent, Lord God, that is represented here. And then we lift up, oh God, the thousands of people that each one of these individuals represent, those that will be ministered to by them, God, those that will come across their pathway in workplaces and restaurants, oh God, those that will receive a word from you that they may render it unto them in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Their gifts, and their anointing, God, and their obedience, submission unto me. We bless you and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We do ask that you put your phone on mute. We ask that you put your phone on mute, and that will facilitate a better quality in the sound. If you can put your phone on mute, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining with us. We want to start right off by, I'll introduce myself and any of the other committee members that are on the line, please follow suit. But we want to welcome you to the 2016 ordination process of the AEN. My name is Overseer Paulette Thornton, and I am your coordinator. And if there's anything that you have need of during this process, you can always contact me. My contact information has been emailed you by Minister Sherita. The next member on the line, board member.
Praise the Lord, Minister, and good evening. Go ahead, sister, whoever that was.
Oh, Minister Sherita. This is Minister Sherita, and I am the one that took all of his blasts out. That's all.
Elder Yvette Trim Jackson.
Amen. Amen. Are there any other members online? Amen, amen. All of these ladies and gentlemen are available,
Minister,
and they have, yes.
Minister Patricia Minister. Wright.
All right. So these are the individuals who will be able to assist you in this process. And so each has its own, their own particular role. And we'll go through that at a later time. But we just want to introduce you to the process so that you can get an overview of what to expect. I'm sure how we have some people on the line that have never gone through this process before, and we have those on the line who've gone through it many times before. On the line, we should have our candidates as well as their accountability partners. And you need to know that the class of candidates of 2016 include Shawan Lewis, Dominique Carter, Diana Murray, Dershawn Jackson, Ruby L. Edmund Smith, Melvin Williams, Patricia Wright, Linda Barnes, Roberta McIntyre, Bethel Hall, Yvonne Hosey, Lynette Harris, Danielle Bond, and Donnie Bond. That is your class of 2016. Welcome to you all, along with their accountability partners. So we want to go right into it, looking at our ordination information sheet, and just reminding you of the things that are due and the way the process will look for you. And the first and the most important thing that you need to do at this point is turn in your ordination application. All of this information has been provided to you from Minister Sherita, who is our correspondence coordinator, and those emails that you see from her, they are vital. Be sure to look for them and to open them when you receive them, because they will be bringing to you updated information and reminders as to the things that you are to be a part of. And then you have the personality test, which is a test that you take online. And if you need information about where online, that WWW number, we will get it to you. Your gift assessment, which is the I believe she sent that to you as well, because we have a specific one that we are requesting that you do. For a lot of our candidates who have been through the process again, this is a second time, third time, or fourth time, we do ask that you fulfill these requirements again, because information changes. Also, some of the document and the document forms we use have changed. So we do ask that you keep your file current by providing this information. Your statement of faith, this is what you believe in. And this is something that we want you to be able to articulate, and one of the best ways of doing it is to write it out. And in writing it out, it becomes a part of your file and a part of your profile as well. And you will always have it on hand. Your conversion statement is a statement of your encounter with God that changed your life, that converted you into and provided you an entrance into the family of God. You can also do it as it relates to the season that changed when your relationship with God became more intimate. Either one is more than acceptable, because some happened maybe 50 years ago, and yet you've had very profound encounters with God since then that changed your life. And then the next set of information, and I do encourage you to not necessarily wait till these due dates. That's the absolute drop dead. I encourage you to do your required documents and forms and get them in as soon as possible so that you can focus on the next stage in your process. And these are some of the things that you're able to do immediately. I do encourage that you do it. Yes? God became more intimate. Either one more than acceptable. I'm sorry, can you say again?
Somebody's phone is not on mute.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then the other, we're looking at what ministry God has called you to, and if that ministry has shifted, we need you to be able to communicate that, not just to us, but even to those in whom you're being prepared to reach. To define your calling based on scripture, a scriptural spiritual qualification for the office that you are being elevated into. And these are, this is information that as we go through these phone in services, that you will be given more information, but I encourage you to do your research. There has been a referral leader who has identified something in you that they feel should be recognized and acknowledged, and because of that, you have been requested to be a part of this consecration season, and so as a result, investigate and research that role, that title, that office that is being conferred upon you. We will go through them in more depth, but I do encourage you to initiate that right now. Identify and write a review of all scripture and any supporting research that defines the role in your specific calling and the qualifications for that. So to study in scripture what the Word of God says about the office to which you are being elevated. There are some basic scriptures that identify the gifts of the Holy Spirit that has conferred upon the church, and then there are other supporting scriptures that you need to research and to submit. And then how your ministry will look. In other words, what will it look like? In-house, outreach, marketplace, what would it look like? Who are you being prepared to reach? And how is your calling to serve? Is it to support? Is it to teach? What is the calling on your life, and how is it to serve the body of Christ and those that you are sent to be a witness to? We have Elder Yvette on the line, and she is the one that provides the direction that you will need for writing your mission and your vision statement. And so I will yield the floor to her right now. Elder Yvette?
Okay, yes. All right. So you wanted me to say a little bit about the mission and the vision. Okay. Can I come back to you because I'm driving and...
Oh, sure. Not a problem. Okay. Elder will come back to us and give you further clarification on what your vision and your mission statement should look like. What is your campaign?
Overseer.
It's very important that we, when we're not talking, that we do take, put our phone on mute. Then there's the relational intimacy questionnaire form and the emotional status form. These have been sent to you by Minister Sherita, and they should be emailed back to me. All of this information can be emailed back to me, and further down in your information sheet, you will see my email address. If you do not have access to email, you can mail it to our post office box. And again, that's an address that's down further in your information sheet. That address is available to you. It's in writing, and so I don't need to really mention it where it is right now. Then the next thing that you're going to need to do is your study documentation that you're going to have to submit. This is going to be the most detailed and the most labor-intense part of your preparation. And for those who have it, you are in group one, you are going to have to answer the questions on defenders of the faith. Each question, and some questions have multiple parts to them, but each one should be no less than one paragraph. None should be one word or one sentence. It needs to be more, and it needs to be based on study, verifiable study. You can give a reference to them if you go off of something other than the Word of God. You always can make reference to the source of your information. And then for the group two candidates, and these basically are those that have gone through this process before and they've done a defender of the faith, or they're being elevated into an office that requires more documentation, and they will be required to do the theological questions. They will have to do a minimum of 100 questions, and that's just for the start. There are those that if you are a son or daughter being ordained by apostle under her leadership, then you will have to do all 1,000 questions within 2 years. But initially, you will start with 100 questions, those that are on the line, 100 questions. Okay? Now, this paperwork, the best form is to send it to me via email. If you need to print it or write it handwritten, it has to be very, very legible, and it can be mailed in. It can also be given to me on a CD. We used to do it on tape, but I guess they're CDs now. Okay. And then the next item is accountability partners. And for that, the Elder Deborah is in charge of that area, and so she will give you a brief summary of that. Elder Deborah?
Yes, good evening. The accountability partner piece, I want to stress that this is something that we hope to be mutually beneficial. The accountability partner is walking alongside of the candidate or ordinee, and what we want to do is nurture and foster a relationship The accountability partners will have already gone through an ordination process at some point in time. And when we, are using ourselves as a sounding board, we can become jaded and lose our objectivity. And so the accountability partner, what we want to happen to foster this relationship is, number one, both parties be purposeful and intentional. And so that means that you have to work at making contact. If this is someone that you don't know at all, have no prior relationship, that you have to be committed to the process, that we are trusting God to work within the process. The accountability partners have been prayerfully selected and uniquely paired with you. It's not just a hodgepodge kind of thing. So your partner, the partner and the candidate have been selected and paired, and we are trusting God for that partnership right there. And then to have both parties trusting that there is going to be something that's going to be gained and started out of this process, so that folks are intentional on making phone contact, maybe phone contact, email, social media, however you contact each other. I would suggest if you're doing something in a social media realm that it would be private. It would be private messaging, those kinds of things. But to be able to have frank communications, to understand that the accountability partners will push you maybe into places and questioning that you might not want to go to inquire about, maybe things that you might be struggling with, how this process is affecting your family life, maybe your married life, you know, what's going on with your children, how they can pray for you in the upcoming week, just various things, but to have someone who will walk alongside of you during this process. So the commitment has to be mutual, and the work has to be done. It has to be intentional. There are only a couple months between now and the ordination. So to make contact, ideally biweekly, at least twice a week, even if it's only for a few minutes, to be able to share what's going on, you know, any concerns, what's going on with family and those kinds of things, maybe even a little Bible study, might be able to get together for a face-to-face or a coffee or something like that. But there will be more information and there will be paperwork that will be shared for and scripture foundations on next week.
Amen. Amen. Also, we do want to stress the fact to our accountability partners, you are not there to do their work for them. They are encouraged to do it on their own, and any questions, you may provide direction, but not direct answers. Okay, so that's our accountability partner. And then the thing that we want to bring to your attention is the fact that these weekly, hourly phone conferences are mandatory. You will miss something that will hinder the effectiveness of your preparation if you are not a part of these gatherings. The information that's being given to you is that which has been required by the apostle and the AEN, which is the organization that is providing your consecration and ordination. There are definitions that you will later be given and insight as to the order of things and how your title is expected to function. There is a reading requirement of two books that, and the summary, a five-page summary and application for each book is due on November 1st. This is something that you are going to take responsibility to do on your own and submit it to me by November 1st. Obviously, your ordination will have gone, but we expect the integrity of the leaders in the Army of Christ to maintain the standard that has been set for them. There is a list of helpful ministry tool, reading reference books that we do encourage you over the period of your ministry to get them and to read them and have them as resources for you. Then we have the consecration phone agenda that you will be involved in, and this will show you on the different days what is going to be reviewed and talked about. It will also be the topic that you will be able to research in the archives for the meeting or sessions that perhaps you'd missed or you want to go over again. And they will be based on the titles of these gatherings that we will have on Thursday. And they're all at Thursday at 7 o'clock. Some will be blog talk, and those that are just going to be phone conferences, and you have that number for phone conferences, you will be told in advance, because those will be the meetings where it'll be a lot of interaction between the candidates. And so those things that you share, you want to the stewards over that. And they won't necessarily be available in the archives. For your ordination itself, it's going to be August 25th through the 28th. It will be at the Hyatt Regency O'Hara. This is the hotel that we had the last retreat in, I believe. Okay. All candidates in the accountability partners are requested, obviously, at the 3 days, the 25th, 26th, 27th. The 28th is the Sunday for worship service. And we do encourage you to be there, but we do understand that some leaders have to get back to their home church. The overnight accommodations are $118 a night, and that's for double occupancy. And it is due at the hotel, due to the hotel, August 6th. August 6th is the deadline for your hotel accommodations. The registration fee of $50, which includes one banquet ticket, is due August 13th. And we're asking that each candidate be responsible for purchasing 10 tickets. But one ticket will come with your registration fee, and we encourage you as you invite your family and friends, you know, their tickets are $50 each. And parking is free for hotel guests, but it will be at a rate of $12 a day for those who are just coming on a daily basis and leaving. So that is your conference schedule. We'll include, and we'll go into more detail later, of a track that is specifically for the candidates and their accountability partners, and that track will be at a separate place in the hotel, but separate from the rest of the conference. We are asking that each candidate have invite one person to speak for you for 2 minutes during your ordination service. This person should be one who can testify to the calling on your life in the areas to which you are being elevated. And any women that are part of this service are asked not to wear pants. And we are encouraging you to invite your local pastors and clergy, those that whose churches that you are a part of, invite your church. This is an awesome event, an awesome moment in the life and ministry of those that have been called of God. And because of that, there is a dress attire. There is a proper protocol that we do want to always be in order with. And Elder Pastor Joffrey Hooks is going to give you a summary and then an in-depth teaching on next week, because we did just want to be able to introduce you to your process and to give you some information, no details, and to see if you have any questions, because all of you have been prayerfully contacted by your accountability partner as well as your referring leader, and have some idea of what's going on. So if you have any questions, any more questions, any detailed questions, probably the most effective way will be for you to email them to me. And that way I can address them on the phone during our conference, or I can call you individually. So we want to make sure you feel connected and never just out there wondering with questions and kind of shrugging your shoulders, not understanding or fully comprehending what is being required of you. As it relates to the financial output, we need to plan for, pray for, you know, beseech God as it relates to, but don't ever give up on the process because of a financial need. We do ask that you please keep in contact with me so that all of these areas of concerns can be directed to the right places. So at this point, I pray that I have covered the very bare minimum of things that you need to know, I guess as an overview. And if anyone else can, we can go back to Elder Yvette.
Yes, okay, it is better now at this point. The vision and the mission, I'm going to try to make this very simple. Vision is what you see, and that would be the end result. You picture something. I'm going to just use an example of a building. You may see this building, and it is looks like an old warehouse. But the vision would be that you see it filled with seats or tables, whatever your the destiny, the end results of it. You can picture that. You see that, what you want it to be. The mission would be how you're going to execute the action to get to that vision. So an example might be you want to say you want to save 1,000 souls. Now, how do you plan to execute by what actions you plan to take would be your mission to get these souls saved? Or in the example I used of the building, if you saw an old warehouse and you wanted to make this beautiful restaurant, you would already see in place how you wanted it set up, where you wanted the tables, perhaps a stage, a dance floor, whatever. So you would have this. Then the mission would be how you plan to execute this to make this come into a realization. If you think of it in terms, too, of a purpose, a plan, and a destiny, the destiny would be the vision because that's the end, the results of what you're looking for. And the mission would be how you are going to carry, what actions you're going to use to reach that vision. Simply said, if anyone has questions, feel free to ask now.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Excuse me, Obadiah?
Yes.
I did not receive any information about the application.
And your name?
Dershawn Jackson.
All right, Dershawn Jackson. Minister Sharita is making note of that, and we will definitely make sure you get your information. Now, do you have an email address?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to need you to text it to me. Can you text your email address to me?
Yes.
Okay, my number is 630-701-4303.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hello, Overseer.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, this is Pastor Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Drayshawn. Did you get my email today from me? That's what I'm just wondering. Because I'm assigned, I'm the one assigned to him. That's why I was trying to. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Yeah, go check in it today. You'll have my number, my phone number on there, and you can get in contact with me from there and everything. So if you want to get my number now, yeah.
What's your name again? May I please have your name?
Pastor Jeff. Jeff Price.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And, Brother Deshaun, I will send you Pastor Jeff's phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Very good. Very good questions. And thank you, Pastor Jeff. Thank you.
You just see me over there?
Sir?
This is Dominic Carter. I want to know because I didn't get my accountability partner.
Okay. Let me see who your partner is.
Me neither.
Okay, somebody else said me neither. Dominic Carter, your accountability partner is Minister Patricia Niche, and she's right. Jesus, I'm sorry, I'm looking at it. Minister Patricia Wright is your accountability partner. She is on the line.
Hello.
And I tell you what. Did you get your paperwork?
Yes.
Okay. Because it could be that the information we have is not accurate for some reason. And so I will get you her phone number. All right?
All right.
Now, but Dominic, did you receive your paperwork?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. And then Minister Sherita, you may want to check the email. If he got his paperwork, he should also have gotten his accountability partner information.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Okay.
And Brother Deshaun as well.
Okay.
Okay.
And overseer?
Yes.
This is Minister Williams. I don't know who my accountability partner is either.
Okay, your accountability partner is Pastor Damian Lattimore. Pastor Damian Lattimore. Okay.
Okay.
And
I
will check with Bishop. Bishop, are you on the line? But we will follow up on that today. So you should hear from somebody by tomorrow. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful. Absolutely. Anybody else that have not connected with their accountability partner?
Yes, ma'am. Minister Bethel.
Yes, Minister Bethel.
I have not connected with my accountability partner either.
Okay. Your accountability partner is Pastor Tandika Isaac. So we will make sure you get that connection. That hook up.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anybody else? All right. And at this point, if we have if there are no more questions or concerns, or just information that you would like. I would like to know, is Sister Ruby Edmond on the line? I know there's a time difference. Okay. And Evangelist Milton? Okay. So I think what we will do is, we're taking the phone numbers. And that's how we'll keep track of our attendance. Okay. Elder, Pastor, We have Apostle on the line to address our new candidates.
Amen. It is a privilege to be able to work with this 2016 class that I believe that the Holy Spirit has sovereignly hand-picked and chosen before time, for such a time as this, to go through this process, to receive the training, to prepare for the reigning, and also to enjoy the process. I definitely want to encourage us to stay girded up, to find those scriptures. It may be one scripture, it may be 100 scriptures, whatever it is, but find the word that will sustain you and encourage you through this journey. Again, it may not be a lot. It just may be one scripture that every time something comes up, the Holy Spirit just kind of places in your spirit, and you just want to be able to reflect on that and allow that word to bring you to a place of comfort and to maintain your joy. We definitely want to encourage you to enjoy this process, to have fun. It is just the beginning to a new beginning. This isn't what you get to do. This is part of you becoming who you are. And so, again, I am excited to be a part of your process, to serve your process, and I definitely avail myself to you in this process in whatever capacity that I can serve you. By all means, please reach out, and I will avail myself.
Amen, amen. We so appreciate the vision and the guidance of our apostle who has made so clear the process with the instructions and the different steps and ordinances that she's put in place for us to follow to maintain a standard of excellence. And, you know, we're just excited about your elevation into the kingdom, and we look forward to being a part of this incredible journey for you. I am quoting from Pastor Joffrey Hook, and I give the floor to him, and he will bring to you part of the training and teaching of the garments, the vestments. Pastor Hook.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and good evening again, everybody. I don't want to be long today, because when I do the full one, it will take a little bit of time, or it can take a little time, but I just want to present a little bit of information to maybe some questions in the back of their mind. So I want to start off with your financial responsibility with your vestments. If you have not ever purchased anything in the way of your clerical, your episcopal garments, I just want you to know that there is no item that will be over $100, especially because, if I'm not mistaken, everybody that is here is either being ordained as a pastor or an elder or an evangelist or maybe a deacon, any teachers or missionaries or ministers, or anything like that. So, the most expensive garment that you might have to, that you will have to purchase is your cassock, and those the basic cassocks normally run about $80-$85 if I am not mistaken. So most of the other stuff that you'll have to buy will be relatively inexpensive. You're going to receive a packet from Minister Sharita. And that packet is going to contain a lot of information about the vestments, the offices, what the specific items are. Also in that packet will include six places where you can find these items. And most of them you can purchase, well, all of them you can purchase online, but some of them will be local, especially if you live in the Chicagoland area, they will be local. I encourage you to do the research, do the window shopping, find out what the best price is for your budget. but also we wanted to do this as early as possible because we wanted to make sure that if you are purchasing something that needs to be shipped, if something's going to take 4 to 6 weeks, we don't want you to wait till July trying to get it by August. Do what needs to be done so that you'll have everything by the August ordination event, because we want you to have everything so you're not stressed about it. And we want you to have everything so that you can be vested. And what I mean when I say vested, as at the ordination, your garments will be placed upon you. So if I can just say this real quick, this means that you'll need to bring them to the hotel and you will turn them in, where they will be received, prepared, prayed over, and then brought to the ordination ceremony. When you bring them in, whatever you bring, your cassock, your surplice, your cincture, whatever it is that you bring, make sure that you have them labeled. If you need to print out some labels and bring them with you, bring some extras with you, excellent. Any boxes, bags, containers, hangers, whatever that you want to put them in, bring them, please. And have them labeled. We want to make sure that all of this is done in order, because I think we have about a dozen candidates plus. And so we don't want to lose anybody's items. We don't want to anybody's items to be misplaced or given to the wrong individual or anything like that. Nor do we want to forget to dress you or vest you with your appropriate items. And so when you bring them labeled and prepared to be placed upon you. So let us look at quickly, and again, a lot of this is not going to make sense if you have never been in a part of an ordination. So I'll say this as well, what you will also receive in this packet are images of the items, so that you know exactly what it is. But I will just kind of go over a list of some of these items. You will need your collar, your clergy collar. You will need a cassock, which is like a robe. You need a cincture, which is like I don't want to say belt, but it is similar to a belt. It's actually more like a girdle, but it wraps around your waist. Some of you will require a surplice. And I think that's all and the tippet. Some of you, if not all of you, will also require a tippet. I think that is all. No, I'm sorry. There's more. Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Questions?
No. Pastor, I was going to say that there was more.
Okay, yeah. I see the cord, the chain, and the cross. I had those last on my list because we always put them on last. But yes, some of you will also be required to have a cross with a cord or a chain, preferably a chain, depending upon your office, of course. I think, we're all doing chains now. And if I'm not mistaken, those that are getting crosses are just going to need a silver cross, but they should go down to about your chest, which is approximately about a 36-inch chain that you will need for your cross, and the cross should be silver. And I'll say Bible, but I'm not worried about folks not having Bibles.
Amen. And you know what, Pastor? I do want to encourage people to bring a real one, not a computer. You know, just a real book, Bible. And also, we don't want to forget prayer shawl and the crest.
All right. So with the prayer shawl, the tallit, some of you probably know what they are, and that will also be in the packet. An image will be on the packet. Your prayer shawl should be according to your ministry gift or your calling. So It speaks to who you are in ministry, who God has called you to be in ministry. And the reality is you should pursue the Holy Spirit and seek the Holy Spirit to find out what your prayer shawl should be, because I don't believe that no two should be alike in ministry. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in that aspect. And then when she talked about the crest, are you speaking specifically to the crest that will be on the tippet, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I don't know, I didn't say it because I don't know if that applies to everybody here. I know it definitely applies to all that are LSC, and most of them that are LSC have their tippets. If they have their tippet, it has a crest on it. In fact, I'm going to need to get a new crest. Praise God.
Amen. And also those that are AEN, there's an AEN. There is a crest
yes.
that they will have to have. So everybody,
yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. And so do we remember the price for those crests? Are they the same or have they gone up on us or something?
We will get a price from that probably in 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay. So, yes. So, amen. Those that are part of Laborers for Christ and the Apostolic Ecumenical Network, on your tippet, there will be a crest. The Apostolic
Hello?
Ecumenical Network. You will when you purchase your tippet, you will purchase your or in actuality, some people got their tippets made, which is satisfactory. But when you get that, you want to have the crest placed upon it. And we will talk about what side, whether it's the left side of your tippet or the right side. We'll talk more detail about that next week. So again, for those that just to review, your collar, your cassock, your cincture, your surplice. Some people will need a surplice. Your tippet for all, your cross on a chain, and your hardbound or leatherbound or paperback Bible.
Amen.
So let me see if there's anything else I need to mention just for this brief conversation. Oh, if there are any deacons, and this is not, well, it's on the sheet, but it's separate. If there are any deacons, you will also need a deacon's vest. That's going to be separate. As a matter of fact, the deacon's items are not extensive. The deacons have a short list. So if there are any deacons on here, we will encourage you to get a deacon's vest, and we can make sure that we make available to you what that deacon's vest looks like, because it's actually not on this packet. But we will get that
Amen.
To you.
Amen. We do have a deacon. Yes.
Okay. Amen. There was one more thing I wanted to say, and I forgot what it was. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. So there is two things. When we talk about your garments, and so you have what is and your choral dress, your civic attire, and your choral dress. Your civic attire is what you'll normally see when a pastor just has on a black suit. An elder would just have on a black suit with their clergy collar, and they may have on a white clergy shirt or a black clergy shirt. That is your civic attire. And everybody is required to have civic attire. So when you purchase your clergy shirt, when you purchase your collar and the black suit that you wear, and with women, it's, of course, a black skirt. And a jacket with stockings, and your modest jewelry and modest shoes. That is your civic attire. Your choral dress is what you're wearing when you have on your cassock. And your cross is not in your pocket. In your civic attire, if you're wearing your cross, it is in your vest pocket, your jacket, your clergy shirt's chest. In your choral dress, your cross is out. It is around your neck and it is out. But that is when you have on your vestments And if you are in, you know, if you are an apostle or a prophet or an overseer, you have your roshe and your shamir and the other garments. But most of you, I don't think any of you are going to have that. But your cassock, which is your robe, is representative of being in a choral dress. And I just want to say that now, and I'll say it again. But when we talk about, you know, when you go somewhere and you're told to be in your civic attire, that is not a cassock. That's not going to be your robe. That is just going to be your black suit with your clergy shirt and collar. But when you're required to be somewhere and they ask, then you're in your cassock. And you know, if you're required to have a surplice, you're wearing your surplice. If you have your tippets, your cincture, all of that, that is a part of your choral dress. And we just want to make sure that everybody understands the difference. So next week when we come together, you all will have your package. We will be able to look at the package and we'll talk about the significance of each of these. You'll see who wears what. And then, of course, you'll know what you're required to purchase. But again, as soon as you get the packet, don't wait for me to talk about it. Please begin to search for the items so that you can find out where you want to get them, how much it's going to cost, and you can begin to budget if necessary. Because again, we don't want you to have them at the last minute. We don't want you to miss out and not have them at all. And we want everything to be decent and in order. We are our brother's keeper, and so you want to make sure that which you need, you have. And so, again, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, you can always contact or talk to Overseer Paulette. And if you have any questions to me specifically, amen, you can reach out to me as well.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Want to let them know that the crest, based on, you know, how many we order, but the price is around $25. But obviously, the more we order, you know, the better price we're able to get. And so I do encourage not just the candidates, but as you were saying, Pastor, and those that are accountability partners, to make sure you have all of your crests. On your crests are the organizations that you are affiliated or associated with are on that. So it's not just one. Sometimes it's 10. It just depends on what organizations you are a part of that are represented, that are weighing on you, that is a part of your yoke to the
Lord.
You're committed
Amen.
To them. So we do thank you for allowing us to use your day. This was initially for Pastor Hooks to do the training, but we felt that we weren't prepared, and we do apologize for that. And we did want to introduce you to the process and to give you an overview of all of the things that are going to be a part of this journey, as well as to introduce you to the people that are willing to walk with you. So I would like to encourage, you know, us all that's on the line, because I think what I need to do, I have phone numbers, but what I need to do is to make, we have to have a attendance. And so I will call the roll, and when you hear your name, I'll just need you to unmute your phone to let me know you're here. Now, if you're in an environment where you can just take your phone off mute, I would appreciate it. We can really go a lot quicker that way. But other than that, you know, because sometimes you may, if you're driving, even the wind becomes a hindrance to hearing. So we're going to take attendance. I'll call your name. And if you would just...
Overseer.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask, the person that you're using to do the crest, can I submit my crest to you, or can I get that information so that I can get my crest done on as well?
Oh, praise the Lord, absolutely. That goes through the apostolic head. So,
okay, amen.
Okay, that's great. That'd be perfect. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bless everybody. I look forward to talking to you all next week. I'm going back to mute my.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. So we want to start even with accountability, partners as well as the candidates. We already know what members are on the phone. So we're going to start with Shawan Lewis. Damont Carter.
Yeah.
Dominic Carter. Dominic, thank
yeah.
you. Okay. Diana Murphy. Murray. Drayshawn Jackson.
Yeah.
We know that Pastor Jeff is on the line. Minister Katie Smith. We know that Minister Pat Wright is on the line.
Yes.
Ruby Edmund Smith. Evangelist Geneva. Melvin Williams. Pastor Lattimore is not on the line. We know Patricia Wright. Minister Buck, Brittany Buck. Minister Buck. Okay. Evangelist Roberta McIntyre.
Yes.
Okay. Pastor Deloach. Minister Linda Barnes, Pastor Marla Lazarus.
Yes.
We know that Minister Bethel is on the line. Evangelist Hosey.
Yeah.
Amen. Evangelist Julia.
Yes, I'm on the line, Minister Paulette.
Amen. Minister Lynette Harris. Reverend Pat Anderson, Pastor Danielle Bond.
She's on the line.
Okay, and Pastor Johnny's on the line. Apostle Brenton. Okay. Thank you so much. Did we have Bishop Isaac? We know that, do we have Prophet Michael? And we are very honored to say that Elder Arlette is currently in Ghana, Africa, doing ministry for 30 days. Praise the Lord. Pray for her and rejoice in that which the Lord is doing with this ministry and with ministry partners. He is preparing a way for us to reach the nations, and we praise God for it. Pray for her. Favor, having favor with God and man. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So at this point, we have Pastor Jeff on the line. I would ask you, Pastor Jeff, if you could give us our closing prayer. And again, I say to all, we will meet again next Thursday, and prayerfully we'll have a better attendance. We'll get some of the other people that perhaps are busier or forgotten, or and will be more productive, Sarita, in contacting them, particularly the ones that were not on the line tonight. Thank you each, and Pastor Jeff.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord, for just who you are and just what you're doing, Lord, in each and every one of our lives. Lord, we just thank you for each and every individual, Lord, that you're getting ready to elevate, Lord, to further your kingdom, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, for just, we just pray for, like, financial need, Lord, that anyone may have, Lord. We just pray for our time management, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, for each individual getting each assignment, Lord, that is required, Lord, for the process. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, right now for just each and individual ministry representative, Heavenly Father, Lord, that no one is greater than the other, oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, but just all works together, Lord, for your kingdom, Lord, as a team working together, oh, Heavenly Father, it's for your victory, Lord. You already won the victory, Lord, but, Lord, we just furthering it even further, Lord. You're furthering it through us, Lord Heavenly Father, I should say.
Yes.
Lord Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And thank
amen.
You all. Amen. Yes. And we say good night. Thank you all so much for your time. Praise the Lord. Be blessed.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Amen. Amen. All right.